Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. The Owner's Manual Radio Show is not only brought to you through RadioMD, but it's a show that passionately helps you and hopes to help you take control of your genes so you can live at your optimal life. You should know, Bridget, we already got an email from, and anyone can email us, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. That's how to ask us questions till we get our toll-free lines back to working. But in the meantime, Muriel sent us an email, about the Kind bars not being healthy. Yeah, they have too much sugar in them, or at least many of them do.
But you want to know the one, remember when I saw you in the wellness store and I showed you that the Core brand of the bars? That would be a good alternative to the Kind bars.
What's the name?
It's Core, C-O-R-E. They used to be called Warrior Bars, but now they're called Core. You can get them with whey protein, and then they have higher protein, and the only sugar that's in them is from raisins. They're really good. It's equivalent to, at least it says on the package that it's equivalent to drinking or to eating a whole bowl of oatmeal if you have 2 glasses of water with the bar. And I've been eating them, actually, every once in a while when I, you know, keep them for a food emergency when I don't have a meal with me. And they're really good. They have, 12 to 13 grams of fiber, and then there's 6 grams of sugar, but that comes from the raisins.
Well, as you saw, when I need a snack, what do I have?
Walnuts or popcorn.
That's right. Walnuts is there, or airborne popcorn. We should make it clear for everyone. Now, before we get to your story about 2 weeks of drinking sugary drinks.
Yes.
Before we get to that, I want to just finish covering HPV. So HPV is human papillomavirus. It's a sexually transmitted virus, which is why it's recommended that men and women, or boys and girls actually, between the ages of 9 and 11, get vaccinated against it. It prevents cancer, cervical cancer. It prevents about 80% of cervical cancer, as I remember it. 30% of throat cancers and maybe higher degree of anal cancers. Obviously you want to get it before you become sexually active. But this study showed that even after you've gotten the virus in one place, say cervix, that getting the immunization protects you and your partner from, or protects you and hopefully protects your partner a little bit from getting it in other places. So your partner should get it too. They did this study all the way up to age 26. They vaccinated these 4,118 women who were between 18 and 26. So this is really good news. It prevented infections in 83% in all three sites, and 58% for women with prior HPV exposure, 25% among those with active exposure. So even with active exposure, it was a 65% protection. So the bottom line, huge protection, vaccinations do work. And the good news on the study we had on autism is this looked at a large number of people I don't know what happened there, but in any case, looked at a large number of people who, and Sonar, I don't know if you're there, but we're having some interference here. Sonar is our engineer. Perfect name for an engineer, right? But in any case, 96,000 U.S. children born between 2001 and 2007 who got MMR vaccine, no increased incidence of autism, even if they had a sibling, an older sibling, who had already developed autism. So this is really good news that the vaccine in another study, there have been now three of them, three large studies, two from Europe and one, this one from the United States, where there was no increase in autism risk by vaccination. Okay, before we get to the bottom of the hour, we have a great guest at the bottom of the hour, Dr. J. Pinto is going to talk to us about smelling and why smelling may be so important to your rate of aging. And he's going to talk to us a lot about how you smell and how you taste. So it's very important. But before we do that, Bridget, 2 weeks of sugary drinks do what?
2 weeks of sugary drinks significantly increase risk factors for heart disease, and this is a really interesting study. They did it at the University of California, Davis, and they looked at, they had the participants come in for 3.5 days beforehand for the inpatient days of baseline testing, and then they had them stay inpatient for 13 days. Or outpatient for 13 days, and then they consumed, there was four different arms of the study, so one arm consumed sugary beverages that had just aspartame and no high fructose corn syrup. Then there was the 18 individuals who consumed the sweetened beverages with 10% high fructose corn syrup. Then the other group had 17.5% high fructose corn syrup, and then the highest group had 25% high fructose corn syrup. And what they found was that there was a significant linear dose response to the beverage increase and or the sweetener increase and the lipid and lipoprotein risk factors for cardiovascular disease, in addition to 24-hour mean uric acid concentrations. So they found specifically that the individual's triglycerides and that their fasting LDL cholesterol had increased from consuming the sugary beverages compared to the 0% sugary that had the aspartame in it. And then they saw that there was actually a greater effect in men than in women, which was independent of any body weight gain.
So this is a short-term study.
Yes.
Which looked at lipid and lipoprotein levels rather than at outcomes. Did they get more heart disease? And it showed that, in fact, this was a risk factor for change in lipoprotein. They had substantial changes, increases in their lipoprotein levels, from which are meaning cholesterol. So they had a increase in cholesterol levels, an increase in triglyceride, and it was in the most active form of cholesterol and triglycerides. Study was done at UC Davis and just published this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So that's it is not as good data as we have for example, red meat, carnitine, and egg yolks. Red meat and carnitine, those are the studies that Stan Hazen did, which looked at actual heart attacks, strokes, memory loss, kidney failure, and other signs of arterial disease and cancers, where eating the red meat and the carnitine and lecithin and choline was associated with bad outcomes, as well as an increase in a marker that is the TMAO marker for inflammation in the body. So in both studies, important thing, sugar is bad, red meat and protein with carnitine, lecithin, and choline are also dangerous. So so the bar you're eating, Bridget, does it have any added sugar in it?
No, it has no added sugar.
So that's a good thing. And by getting some nuts first, so I like walnuts. We're going to talk in the second hour, for those of you who stay by, about the MIND diet and what it is and how you can make your mind younger. We'll talk about the keys of the MIND diet in the second hour. But right now, we've got a great guest coming up, J. Pinto, talking about how you smell, how you taste, and why that's important to your rate of aging and mortality risk. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.